Fora, Financial Daniel speaking.
That's so funny. My name's Daniel, and this is Fora Financial calling too. This is crazy.
It's crazy, right?
Where are you located?
I don't know why I even did that. I was like zoned out. I saw your name coming up and all.
I'm located in New York. I'm originally from Ireland, actually. It's funny. I have like these socks with leprechauns on it.
Socks? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You got them too?
Yeah, I had potatoes three different times yesterday too.
Nice.
I had potato soup, and I had scalloped potatoes, and then I had mashed potatoes, and that was pretty much my breakfast, lunch, and dinner right there.
Yeah? Wow. Yeah. 100% yeah. Irish.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, man.
Undie.
All right, bro. Well, I have feelings about this month. How do you feel about the month?
We're gonna do some good things.
We are going to do some good things.
Good,
what's the name that came in?
Torres Home Health Services.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of our sales managers who used to kind of despise you guys even came in the other day and say, Four is getting better. Their funding process seems to be improving. So you must be doing something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Now I got to...
manager used to despise us.
I got it. You remember
Sue. That guy?
Reuben?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Sue no longer works here, but she also, like, talked mad shit. And I was always, like, you know, like, playfully, but at the same time,
yeah.
We had our issues, and it was less playful sometimes, but seems yeah. like we've gotten enough volume across to where our sales managers who have major influence over where deals are submitted have gone to sales reps and begin to say, hey, Four is not too bad, you know, maybe a little bit of extra steps, but so far yeah. it's been pretty clean funding process. Now I want to talk to you about another funding process.
Your underwriter. We got you assigned your underwriter. We're working on making some changes. We can easily do 500K upwards easy.
Yeah, easy.
Each month.
Because I got another 165 I need to talk to you about.
We got ISOs that are funding $1 million, upwards of $1 million. I think that we can do 500.
Yeah, we did last month.
Get it done, so...
So,
right,
let's talk about a specific deal. It's called Brand Build. I was giving you tons of shit about trying to get more money, but we just couldn't seem to budge. It's like 164K.
Yeah, you gave me a lot of shit about this one.
Yeah, well,
he's coming
I just
back
wanted to that. I wanted to come back and kind of just give you the skinny. You know, because the way, like, I view our relationship is, like, I can be 100% honest with you, and, like, you'll kind of finagle things through for a system in the best light so that we can get things across the board. So I'm going to just tell you the story of Brand Build. Do you have that file up?
I got it. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I think I told you about how this company has a CEO. So it was acquired a few years back. And this new ownership began recently. It was a referral from the CFO of the company because they work with our rep. And we were getting them some offers. And the CEO of the company came back saying, oh, like Strategic happened to reach out to me. They're offering X, $225K over 12 months. But we gave them shit because the CFO was like, look, like we have contracts together, Mr. CEO. Stating that I'm supposed to be the one taking care of your financial advising. Like, why did you go behind my back? She's like, I feel bad. Sorry. Come up with something competitive. So we went to business backers, 200K, 12 months, decent rates. You know, they got the contracts in, the stipulations filled out. And then before the merchant interview, business backers up and kills it after telling the merchant they're going to fund them.
They screwed it. They screwed off.
They screwed the pooch on this one. Pretty upsetting right now. So we're in a delicate situation with the customer and trying to maintain that relationship. The reason
don't send
for
them any more deals.
Yeah, exactly what we don't want them to say.
Yeah.
So what caused the decline was if you look at their credit report, you can see that there are delinquents for 170K at Amex. Now that's not what business backers declined for. They saw it up front. They pull Experian. We saw the same thing. But
yeah.
What they did decline for was that after we got the contracts in and they did their additional underwriting, which is county searching for any recent judgments, they found that Amex actually had a judgment out for that exact $170K due. So once a judgment of $170K came out, that's when they killed the deal. Does that make sense? Like, it's one thing to not pay, it's one thing to be sued?
Yeah. No, I got it.
So what does Fora think about that? Is there anything we can do?
Where, sort of just trying to get my head around this. Where did they see that the judgment was filed? I don't see any judgment.
They said it was a pending judgment, and I think they got that from some sort of county information. It made us kind of blow up. We went back to the merchant, explained it. The CFO gave us the story of what's going on with Amex, and I can send you some detail on it. Short end of it, though, they're working on a payment plan and hope to have that resolved very soon. There was just some miscommunication a few years ago when there was a change of ownership on their debt, and then the debt structure changed unbeknownst to the CFO, causing some issues. Now they're resolving it in court. Like, it's not as though they're just saying, screw you, Amex, let's not talk. They're actually working on resolving it. I'm just wondering what Fora's policies are. Yeah, if it's going to be a killer in the back end, if I send you just these explanations and whatnot, if you could just take a look and just be like, dog, let's not waste our time, or hey, maybe a story from these people could actually convince underwriters to move forward.
I got a question, though. Like, are the terms that we even offered sellable, or...
They have heard the terms, and I believe that they are. The issue is that our rep's probably going to go back to this CEO and be like, look, like, this is what happened. You know, Strategic is probably going to end up declining your deal, too, because, you know, they haven't done this underwriting in the back end, but, like, maybe we can find a solution, and if we're upfront with you guys, and if we can't, like, you know, you can just let me know right away, and we don't have to waste our time.
Yeah. All right, can you send me over that email, and I will take a look into it.
Alrighty then, I'll send it over in just a moment. Let's just you and I kind of chat about this, and just, like, you know, you can show an underwriter, and if they kind of give you the cold shoulder, you just give me a call and be like, hey, I think we'd be tooting our horn if we gave this a shot, you know, just wasting time, so.
Sounds good. All right, thanks, bud. I'll get that over to you straight away, or I'll get it over as quick as possible.
All right, man. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon, right?
Okay, cool. Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye.